If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And I have to tell you, we're so excited because we're doing a double segment today with one of our favorite guests. His story from the time he was a young man is so amazing. You are just going to love how he got into the tax business, because there's nothing like this story. Dan Pilla has an incredible story, and he has an incredible company. It's called TaxHelpOnline.com. And he says there is no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. And when you hear about Dan's story, you will understand, because it goes back to 1974 when the IRS seized his father's business for back tax debts. They padlocked the doors. Dan, what a terrible experience for you as a child to see this. And welcome back. It's always wonderful to have you.
Well, Frankie, thanks for having me back. It's my pleasure to be here. I feel like I'm part of the family here now with you.
Yeah, you are.
Well, yeah, and as far as the experience is concerned, you know, I was just a kid, so it was, you know, when the problem first started, when they first seized my father's print shop in 1974, I was 16 years old. And so, yeah, I mean, it's an impressionable thing, no question about that. But you don't, as a kid, you don't really appreciate the significance of that sort of thing, you know, until you look back on it later on. By the time they turned their attention to our family home about 3 years later, then obviously my dad had gone through quite a number of different fights with the IRS by then. And so, there was a deeper appreciation for the significance of the problem and the fact that it wasn't going to just go away.
So, when you were 18 years old, you came home. Your mother handed you a letter. And tell us what you did.
Yeah, what happened is my dad got behind on his employees withholding taxes, and in 1974. As I said, I was about 16 years old at the time. They seized his print shop, padlocked the doors, auctioned the equipment off for a couple of cents on the dollar, and then later on, when I was about 18, they tried to seize the family home. And I came home, and my mom handed me an envelope, and it was from the IRS, this letter from the IRS, and she said, you know, what do you make of this? And so I looked at it and said, well, it looks like they're going to try to seize the house. And she said, well, what do we do about that? Well, of course, I had no idea what to do.
Right.
What I did is I went over to the local law school here in St. Paul, and I just started fumbling around in the law library. I just asked the librarian, well, where's the tax laws? You know, where do you find the tax laws? And she points me to a row of books on the shelf that was about 8 feet long at the time. And so I start fumbling around in the tax code, not even knowing what I'm looking for, just literally fumbling around. And I stumbled onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And I start reading in this particular section of the code. and I discovered that the IRS is proceeding illegally to seize that residence. And I realized that, my father had the tax liability. It was his business. These were employment taxes. You know, she didn't have anything to do with that business. She never was involved in that business. She was a housewife in the 1960s and 1950s, 60s, and 70s. You know, she had nothing to do with the business. She didn't go to work. She didn't make business decisions. You know, she had nothing to do with the decisions to spend money or not spend money in that business. It wasn't her problem. And yet the IRS was trying to take her property. You know, she certainly had an ownership interest in that house. They're trying to take her property to satisfy his tax liability. Well, you know, even at 18 years old, that made no sense to me. And so I'm reading through this particular section of the tax code, I realized, well, they don't have the right to do that. And so I again, using the books and the materials that I found in the law library and the stuff that I was reading through, I put together a lawsuit and I sued the IRS. And what happened is I later found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis. The IRS flew an attorney in from Washington, D.C., from the Justice Department to have my case thrown out. And I stood in front of the judge and I said, look, judge, the law says that they can't do this. They're trying to seize this house. They shouldn't be allowed to. And I sat down. And, I mean, the argument was just about that long and about that polished. There was almost nothing to it. And the attorney for the government stood up and he started blathering things about code section this and court case that, and he's going on and on for 20 minutes. And frankly, I had no idea what the guy was talking about. But when he was finished, the judge looked at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And then he slammed the gavel. And I thought, well, this is easy. You know, and so I was able to stop the IRS from taking the house, and I've been stopping them ever since.
I never get tired of that story, Dan. That is such an awesome story. Well, I guess at that moment in time, you became the local guru when it comes to fighting the IRS. And so what happened after that?
Well, the real interesting part of the story, Frankie, is that in between the time my father got in trouble with the IRS in the first place, the early 70s and the day I found myself in the courtroom in the late 70s, he got involved with the tax protester movement. These are the people that say the tax laws are illegal and they're unconstitutional and they don't apply to, you know, they're voluntary and the Fifth Amendment says you don't have to file, you know, all of that stuff. You've heard all that stuff. Well, he got involved in with all these people because, you know, most of these people had tax problems to start with, and so they're just desperately grasping at straws trying to find some solution to their problem. You know, however remote the hope may be, they're clinging to that hope. And so my dad was involved in this group, and there were hundreds of people around the area here, the Twin Cities, that had that were using these arguments to try to fight back against the IRS and you know, with obviously very little, if any, success at all. And so, you know, my dad's tax protester buddies were in the courtroom that day. You know, there must have been 100 people in the courtroom, and most of them were my dad's tax protester buddies. And so, you know, they saw the judge slam the gavel. They saw the judge tell that attorney from the Justice Department that I was right. And so by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door. And they said, can you help me with my tax problem? And I said, sure, I can help you. I'm undefeated, baby. So let's go here. And so it was, Frankie, an instant practice because you know, these people all had these serious problems. And some of them, you know, at the level of my father's and others were just, you know, percolating at the what you might call the beginning levels of trouble here. But I approached every situation exactly the way I approached my mother's case, and I approached it asking two questions that I stumbled onto when I was researching my mother's situation, and those two questions were: what is the IRS doing in this case? All right, what are the facts indicate that are going on here? And then secondly, what does the law allow them to do? And I discovered that the answer to those questions were two different things. They weren't following their rules half the time. And so I had remarkable success early on, but not with the tax protester arguments. There's never any success with the underlying arguments. My success came in the procedural areas where I was forcing the IRS to follow their own rules and do things the way they were supposed to do, which then gave the citizen an opportunity to make a substantive argument that would actually work to help solve the problem.
This is such a great testimony to why Dan's company has been one of the most successful companies when it comes to tax problems, which is taxhelponline.com, because you really have understood since a young man what this is all about, Dan. You really have.
Yeah.
And by the way,
no
there was
question.
There was an interesting little tidbit that just happened here in Massachusetts, and I thought it was fascinating. It made the local news that people, many people, about 110,000 people, have not received their tax returns yet. And I did not know that the IRS, after 3 months, have to give you interest on your money.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. So a little
that's
tidbit.
That's true. And, that, and those numbers, Frankie, I mean, you're just talking about one area. There's you know, thousands and thousands of people all
right. And when we come back, we'll talk more. We'll talk more about what our rights are, what we can do.
Sure.
Dan Piller is our guest today. Tax Help Online. You can call 800-553-6458. And we will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. BizTalkRadio.com.
Sunlight hurts my eye.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com, frankieboyer.com. Joining us now is Dan Pilla with taxhelponline.com. And he says, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. We got the background of Dan, which was so fun. And Dan is a prolific author, How to Get Taxed Amnesty, IRS Problem Solver. The books go on and on, how to double your tax refund. I would check out the website, which is taxhelponline.com. But Dan, I it sounds so silly that people believe these phone calls and these emails, but it's still happening and it's still annoying. And people are, there was a woman they interviewed locally who was getting harassed by someone saying, we're coming after you, we need that credit card now. I mean, they were really abusive and horrible. The IRS will never do that, will they?
You're absolutely right, Frankie. There's no way that the IRS is ever going to call you on the phone, especially in the first instance. Now, if you've got a relationship, a quote-unquote relationship with an IRS person, let's say you've got an audit going on, Frankie, and you've been selected for audit, you get your letter in the mail, they say that you want to, they want you to interact with agent so-and-so over here at the local office. After you have responded to the notice and you've appeared for your audit, it's possible and frankly very likely that you're going to have a phone call relationship with that person. But that's only after you've been notified in the first instance in writing that there's an audit going on. As far as the collection situation is concerned, Frankie, the IRS will never, ever, ever call you in the first instance and say, you owe us $2,500, you better give us a credit card right now or we're going to show up and arrest you. That will never happen. Even if you do owe them $2,500, Frankie, they're not going to call you and tell you that unless you pay today with a credit card,
you're
going
go to jail.
It just is never going to happen.
And email the same thing. They don't send emails out, do they, the IRS?
They never send emails. The IRS will never communicate with the average taxpayer through emails. Now, again, if you've got I'm not even going to go there because it's so unusual. It's not even worth talking about. As far as Jane and Joe taxpayer are concerned, those folks listening to your broadcast right now, the IRS is never, ever going to communicate by email. So that's the first thing that's the number one telltale sign of a scam right there. If you're getting an email from someone that pretends to be from the IRS or the Treasury Department, and they want you to send them, this or that information, and it's personal information of some kind, it is absolutely guaranteed to be a scam.
Okay. I'm glad we got that out of the way. That being said, what are the rights that we have as individuals if the IRS sends us a letter and if we're being pursued?
Okay, well, let's talk about the collection situation because that's the thing that scares people. Obviously, the scam calls are based on collection, right? They want money. And so the first thing you need to understand, Frankie, is, as I said, the IRS is never going to contact you over the phone in the first instance in a collection situation. They're always going to send a notice. And they're going to send a series of notices that are called adjustment notices that say, we changed your account, here's what you owe. And then those notices get progressively stiffer in their language, and then they change character into from adjustment notices to collection notices. And the collection notices say, you owe us money, you need to send this money in. And those letters start with what's called a CP 501, and it's a reminder that you owe the tax, and then the letters get progressively more aggressive in their tone until you get a final notice. And this is the key. The final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing comes certified mail. It's either going to be an LT11 letter. I hesitate to use these numbers, but people should write them down so you can identify what kind of a letter you have. It's an LT11 or a letter 1058, 1058. These are the final notice letters that the IRS will send. And the final notice letter says you've got 30 days to pay us, or else we can take enforced collection action, which will include levies and bank account attachments and so on. If you respond to the letter within 30 days by asking for what's called a collection due process hearing, that stops all collection action in its tracks, Frankie, and this is very important. It takes the case out of the hands of the collection function, puts it into the hands of the appeals office, where you now have an opportunity to meet with an appeals officer whose written job description is to negotiate a settlement with the taxpayer. And in this collection due process appeal, you have the opportunity to either challenge the underlying tax liability. If you don't think you owe the tax and there's some reasons why you don't owe it, you have the right to raise that and argue that. If you do owe the money and it's just a matter of trying to figure out a way to pay it, then you can propose what are called collection alternatives, which can include an installment agreement or penalty cancellation, or perhaps you can't pay the tax at all and you're entitled to what they call uncollectible status. All of these things are called collection alternatives, and the IRS has to entertain any and all of the arguments that you present. And as I said, the job description of this appeals officer is to negotiate a settlement that's reasonable, and that's almost always what happens in these cases, is you get some reasonable resolution to your situation without the IRS ever seizing a nickel's worth of your assets.
That's why it's so important to not panic, to get the help of a Dan Pilla at 1-800-553-6458, 1-800-553-6458, because your firm, Dan, helps people with this right now. That's what you do for a living.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Frank. And we can help any kind of a situation. It doesn't make any difference how much or how little you owe. The fact of the matter is we've got all kinds of books that are available. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is the most comprehensive book that's ever been written on dealing with the IRS collection process and how to negotiate settlements. And you don't have to know anything about the IRS or the tax laws to read through these books, because I write this material to the reader assuming they know nothing about the IRS and the tax law. So I take you from the bottom rung of the ladder, step up to the top, right up to the top where you'll find a resolution to your problem.
I love that you're doing this. But more importantly, Dan, I love that you know what it's like to be on the other side.
Well, it's important, Frank, for people to understand that I've seen every kind of tax case you can imagine, and I've seen a few that you can't imagine. So I know exactly what people are going through when they have these problems.
Yeah. Well, we love having you on. Thank you so much, Dan Pilla, taxhelponline.com, and appreciate all the work you do on all of our behalf. Thank you so much. It's always great having you on. And
we'll be
back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com and frankieboyer.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever wonder about what he's doing? Protect your teeth naturally with Silver Sol Tooth Gel. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Sol technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570,
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Joining me now is Mark Goldman, partner at Goldman McCormick Public Relations. That's goldmanmccormick.com. And we are talking today about some of the business stories that have happened in the past few days. And the first story we have, Mark, and welcome back. It's always great to have you do this business roundup table.
Thank you very much.
Tesla, boy, they are really, what's going on with Tesla? They are just, it's like they're taking over the world.
Have you ever been in a Tesla, Frankie?
No, I've never been in one, Mark. Have you?
Yes, they are extremely fun. They're sporty. They're the future.
I would love to have a Tesla, yeah.
Yeah, they're killer. They're a lot of fun. Anyway, Tesla planning $1.5 billion bond offering to support Model 3. Basically, what's happening is Tesla, the car company, obviously, Inc., is selling bonds to bolster its balance sheet and support spending on the Model 3 sedan. The company plans to offer $1.5 billion in senior unsecured notes due in 2025, according to a statement. Tesla says it intends to use proceeds to produce its most affordable model and for general corporate purposes. It would be the company's first sale of non-convertible bonds, according to the data compiled by Bloomberg today.
Wow.
So Bloomberg really, essentially, is just raising a lot of money to build a lot of new cars and make them less expensive.
So I heard that you could actually get a Tesla for probably $25,000 to $35,000.
I haven't seen those yet, but I did.
No.
Well,
I mean for the future. For the future.
The prices will be coming down on these cars. What do you think about a car driving itself? Is this just nutty or what?
You know, I have to be honest with you. If you see the way some people drive, you kind of wonder what were they thinking, the way they drive.
Right.
Secondly, have you ever watched people go into a parking space, parallel park? They can't. Most people can't. I can do it because I grew up in, I literally have been in my neighborhood for 30 plus years. And when you first move into the neighborhood, it's Boston's Little Italy. Spaces are a commodity. And you learn how to parallel park so quickly. And you learn how to get into a sardine can. I mean, you can't imagine the spaces I get into. But it's
I've
lived
here in New York. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same way. It's the same way. So it's very similar. So I'm very fortunate that I can do the parallel parking, but most people, for whatever reason, cannot park for you know what. So these cars that help. But these cars are helping you park. The cars that help you do the parking, I think, is pretty awesome.
Absolutely. You know what you can do, too, is control your Tesla via your cell phone. So you could drive your Tesla car with your Apple phone. It's incredible.
You can? Wow.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Absolutely.
Wow. So do you think that in the next few years, Mark, in your opinion, Tesla will be the number one car company in 5, 10 years?
It's going to be the number one car company, but what I do think in the next 10 years is that all cars are going to be, self-driven. Driven automatically, if you will.
You do. You really do. You think it's going to be that soon?
Absolutely. 10 years. I mean, it's starting to happen already, and as long as the prices come down, I 100% think it'll be on. For me, I kind of like driving myself. I don't like cruise control. I don't like any of it, but,
Me either.
Me.
Yeah, I love driving. I actually really love driving. I love getting in the car. So when people say, can you drive? It's not a big deal for me because I really love to drive. Really love driving. By the way,
you know what I do wonder, though, is with all of these self-driving cars, how will it affect the driving while intoxicated, that kind of thing?
That's going to be interesting, yeah. By the way, they're saying in this Tesla story that the Model 3, which is yes. Elon Musk's plan to turn Tesla into more of a mass market, the car maker plans to make 500,000 vehicles in 2018 and 1 million in 2020. Last year, the company produced almost 84,000 cars.
That's
pretty amazing.
Absolutely. The numbers are incredible. You know, let's hope they do it. That's a very big jump in a very short time.
Right. All right. This is the next story that we should really talk about on the cannabis talk show,
right?
Because this
right.
is such a great story. Tell us about this story.
This is a huge business story. Obviously, super appropriate for Fridays as well. So, a marijuana municipality. Basically, what's happening is a pot company is buying a whole town. American Green is the name of the company, and they're buying a full town. This time, the gold will be green. A marijuana company has bought the gold rush town of Nipton, California, and plans to develop it into a marijuana municipality. Phoenix-based American Green bought the town in San Bernardino County for about $5 million last week. The 120-acre purchase comes with a general store, a hotel, a school building, solar farms, and mineral baths. The company said it intends to spend another $2.5 million in the next 18 months to shore up the existing infrastructure of the town and turn it into the county's first energy-independent, cannabis-friendly hospitality destination. I cannot wait to go. I say we take a road trip, Frankie.
I agree with you. But, Mark, what exactly are they saying? Now, where in California is it?
They said in Nipton, California, which is in and around San Bernardino County.
Okay, so what they want to do is, are they planning on doing farming there and doing that, or is it just going to be destination?
You know what they plan to do, from what I understand, all the various articles I read, they're looking pretty much to call it Pottstown USA, you know, and make it everything pot-related and cannabis-related, which, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Do you think it's going to be a success, Mark?
With
the legalization...
You do,
okay, because the legalization in 29 states at this point, people are not needing to go out of state if it's legal. So I'm just wondering what the draw will be. You think it's just going to be a fun thing for people to do?
Absolutely.
Like couples, let's go and do this?
It'll create a lot of jobs. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be different. It'll be, you know, a tourist place and also a business place, you know?
They say it's going to have renewable energy.
Right.
And energy efficiency and environmentally responsible tourism. And I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be very interesting. Because they're saying...
I think we have to do the show live when this town...
Listen,
exists. We got to go down there one Friday and do the show live from there.
You don't have to twist my arm. They're saying that the decision by the company comes in the wake of a report last year that predicted the legal marijuana industry will grow up to $50 billion by 2026.
Right, not too far away, 9 years away. Not bad.
Not bad. And finally, what's up with Google? Google's making the news again.
For a change, the biggest company in America and the world is making news. Anyway, Google just hired a diversity VP just as it struggles with a sexist memo from its employees. Google recently announced a new head of diversity just as it had to deal with a controversial 3,000-word internal memo sent across the company by an employee. Daniel Brown, who was previously at Intel, was named the search giant's new VP of diversity, integrity, and governance several months ago and arrived a month ago. But she now has her first big test and has to do with Silicon Valley's latest problem. A Google worker says women don't advise in tech because of biology. So obviously these Google workers are making comments about women that they should not be making.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
In, one of the big guns to
horrible.
Help out.
It's really horrible what they're saying. Yeah, it's I just am appalled in this day and age that these comments are being said, but I'm glad that it's all coming out now, and Google's going to have a big, big problem on their hands. So, and by the way, let's look and see what happens with Taylor Swift and her legal battle today with, you know, it's going to be an interesting day, and there's a bunch
that
of other stuff going on. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mark, to be continued, love having you on. Goldman McCormick, public relations, always fabulous, always wonderful, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us now right here on Biz Talk Radio is Robin Stein DeLuca. Her new book is out. It's called The Hormone Myth, How Science, How Junk Science, Gender, Politics. We were just talking about that story in Google and about women. And lies about PMS keep women down. And boy, Robin, a timely story after this new info about Google and Uber coming out. About women being hysterical and we're different. And so, boy, it fits in perfectly with your new book, The Hormone Myth.
Right. I read about that, the software technician, software executive at Google saying that women are more neurotic than men. So clearly lots of people still have ideas that there are these very distinct differences between men and women that impact women's abilities.
It's pretty sad. Robin, tell me why you wrote the book.
Well, I wrote the book because I want women to feel confident in their ability to take on anything. I don't want them to believe the hype that they turn into hormonal maniacs when they're pregnant or have a period or get more menopausal. I want them to know the truth, that they know deep inside that they function at very high levels most of the time, and that as they age, as they get closer to menopause, the news is nothing but good as far as their mental abilities, as far as their levels of happiness. Women in their menopausal years are some of the happiest on the planet. So I want women to know there's so many good things to look forward to.
You know, you are a research assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at Stony Brook University. You get it. You've been doing this research for a lot of years. And where do you think these myths about mad women came about? Where does it stem from? Because it goes back a lot of years.
It does. I mean, I think we can go all the way back to Eve on this one. The idea that Eve was irrational, Eve was a temptress, she didn't follow the rules, she couldn't be trusted. And from that germ of an idea, then we saw also the ancient Greeks thought that women's biology made them kind of, Aristotle called women a deformed male, that their reproduction just was such a problem for them. And then by the 1800s, physicians thought, oh, well, women shouldn't be educated, because if they are going to have the need of blood in their brain to do calculus, that's going to take blood away from their womb and they won't be able to reproduce, which would be the worst thing ever. And so we see a progression to more recent times where we see young girls when they learn about menstruation, from movies at school to pamphlets or websites by tampon and pad manufacturers, they tell girls, you'll be a hormonal maniac. This is going to be a roller coaster for you. So they get the message very early. It's historically been around, and it's still soaked in our culture.
Boy, I don't know. You got a great endorsement, though, from Dr. Christine Northrup, and the book is getting rave reviews. But it's Dr. Northrup says the hormone myth is bracing accurate breath of fresh air. It turns conventional wisdom about hormones on its head and provides a far more liberating view of women's health than what we've all been taught. And I, you know, I think that there are some women that do need additional help with hormonal balance. But I also think that part of the problem is that we are dealing with this stereotype that really and truly that women are going to be out of control when they go through menopause, that, you know, and it feeds into that, you know, maybe you're physically not as strong or as capable of and more emotional than a man. And I think that's the part that's really disturbing in this story.
Yes. I mean, there's just a ton of reliable research that shows us that menstruation doesn't affect women's cognitive abilities, but people still hold on to these myths. You know, as recently as last year when Hillary Clinton was running for president, there was a column in Time magazine that said, oh, this is a fantastic time for her to run to be president because she's done with all that hormonal business. As if she were president when she were in her 40s, that would be something to fear. We couldn't count on her to take things responsibly. And that's just ridiculous, but it is out there in mainstream media.
That was a terrible comment. I'm really shocked that they did that. I hope you sent a letter and a book to them.
I should. Well, the woman who wrote that column is Julia Holland, and she wrote a book called Moody Bitches, where she is convinced of the opposite pretty much of what I'm saying, that women are affected by their hormones, and it's something that we really have to learn how to handle. I say that, yes, women are affected by hormones, but that the emotions that they bring about or the physical symptoms they bring about are within the normal range of human behavior, that we get moody for all kinds of reasons throughout the month. And if changes in our hormones do cause a shift in emotions, that should be understood as acceptable and part of life, not something we need to call a mental disorder.
Right. And men are not having that written about them when they go through andropause.
No, people have this idea that men are these monolithic, even, not moody people. And that's not true either.
Right.
We know
right.
That's not true. Anyone who knows men or lives with men.
We know that's not true.
They have moods too, for sure.
Right. But, you know, it's so interesting because when men go through transition, oh, you know, he's going through change of life. You know, he's going through his midlife crisis. They call it midlife crisis. They have a different name for what men go through than what women go through. And I think that that unto itself is very telling.
Right. It's implied that a midlife crisis isn't something that happens because of your body. It's a psychological process. Again, referring to men as these rational beings, that even if they do have some sort of crisis, it's because of what they're thinking, not because of their body.
One of the other big myths that I have is that, oh, of course that extra weight is because of menopause. And that's not true either. And so, you know, oh, blame it on the menopause. No, blame it on hormones. No, I don't think so. Blame it on bad eating and not moving.
Right. I mean, there does seem to be some difficulty in women when they get into their 50s and maintaining weight. But you're right. There are things that you can do about it that...
Hey, we're out of time, but thank you so much. Give us the website and how people can find out more about the book and what you're doing.
Well, they can reach me at thebookofinsight.com, and the book is out there at Amazon and booksellers everywhere.
Thank you so much, Robin, and we'll be back we'll be back next time. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.